Welcome to the Kyle Koster Show. I'm Kyle Koster. This is as angry as I have been in a long time. And I know a lot of you are going to think it's a very stupid and esoteric reason to be upset. But it's a little thing that is emblematic of a big thing. It hits on so many of the issues I have with the way sports, in particular baseball, are processed and discussed. How the messaging is co-opted by people who just straight up don't get it and are looking for the shiniest thing possible, by ideas that are on their face terrible and done with an idea of fixing a small problem that are only going to create larger problems going forward in the future. Baltimore's John Means threw a no-hitter yesterday against the Seattle Mariners. It was a no-hitter. It was not a perfect game, even though he should have retired 27 batters in a row. It was not a perfect game because one batter reached base after a strikeout, got away from the catcher. And you want to know what? That's part of baseball. Means threw the no-hitter. His teammates picked him up, got the out. He faced the minimum. An incredible accomplishment, an incredible achievement, which was immediately undercut by people taking to Twitter, writing blog posts, showing their basic ignorance of the game, of the sport, by suggesting that some sort of rule change needs to take place. What are we doing? What are we doing? One pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball, Means is the first person this ever happened to, lost a perfect game because strike three got away from the catcher. The runner reached first base. That's part of baseball. That's part of baseball. But we are trying to solve an issue that is not an issue. We have people who, otherwise serious baseball fans, purported baseball experts, who can watch what happened yesterday and seriously, with a straight face, say that there needs to be some sort of wholesale change about an endemic thing of baseball. Because they can't say someone threw a perfect game and instead have to say he threw a no-hitter. We all want the perfect game. It's a better story than the no-hitter. When neutral observers tune in, they want either the no-hitter or the perfect game to come to be. It is a bit of a bummer when a would-be perfect game is turned into a no-hitter. We've seen this a few times this year with hits batsmen. It's frustrating. I get it. But that's part of baseball. If Means had thrown a perfect game, he would have thrown a perfect game. Now, I don't want to sound like Jesse Eisenberg and The Social Network here, because that's not a good look for anybody. But I cannot believe we've gotten to this place. I can't believe it. Going down this road is so fraught with larger unintended consequences that honestly, I guess I'm not surprised that this is what we do, because this is exactly what we do with baseball. It's not about the game. It's not about the people who enjoy it for what it is. It's not about the people who know the smallest rules. It's not about rewarding them for understanding the nuances of the game. No, it's about dumbing it down and making it this thing that it's not just because people don't understand it. And I know I sound like an old crank, but Bob Dylan asked that we not criticize what we don't understand. And that's so much of what baseball coverage has become. We got to fix it. We got to save it. We got to propose the shiniest rule change to address something that happened for the first time in the game's 150-year history. And guess what it's going to do? It's going to change the very nature of what it means to record an out in baseball. You record an out in baseball by securing the ball, whether that be a strikeout, a force out, a tag play. The ball needs to be secured. That's it. What are we saying? What are we saying? There doesn't need to be a catcher? Because that's where we end up if we take this logical argument that the ball doesn't need to be caught to record a third strike. Why have a catcher? Why have a catcher? The push to take the catcher out of the game has been happening for years with this idea of having an automated strike zone. When you watch professional baseball, you expect a level of professionalism. By taking away the catcher's art form, by taking away his ability to frame strikes, to receive the ball, and make it look like a pleasing experience for the viewer, you're going to get a bunch of people back out there who are lazily and sloppily stabbing at the ball. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a terrible product to watch. Now, we have people suggesting the catcher catching the ball isn't even part of the process. Well, then why have one to begin with? Let's just set the umpire out on a lawn chair on the side, have the pitcher throw the ball, and get the ball boys out there to pick it up when it comes to a rest by the backstop. It's absurd. It is absurd. I don't know why we do this. And I don't want to pick on people. I'm not going to single everybody out. It's not a huge group that's saying we need to change the rules of baseball over this one stupid thing. But it's not just one person. It's a handful of people. You may be asking yourself, what's the harm in throwing this idea out there to consider? And right now, there's not one. But why does it even need to be put out there in the first place when, upon any reflection, it is asinine? Asinine. Maybe instead of calling it a lame rule or a dumb rule or a scourge or some reason why people that you've invented as straw men don't like baseball, you'd think about what you're really proposing. Because you're proposing altering the rules of baseball when it comes to how you record an out. And for what gain? So you can say means through a perfect game? This one time? Because I got news for you. There's probably not going to be a second time where someone loses a perfect game because of a third strike that squirted away from the catcher. If history is any guide. But sure. Yeah. Let's definitely change everything. Let's definitely get the bazooka out and shoot at the mosquito. It's so frustrating to me. It's so frustrating to me. And I know I sound like I'm from the 1940s, and I know I sound like a crank, and I know that so many people think that I and people like me are the reason why baseball can't grow. But I am so sick of being told the thing I love has all these flaws that aren't flaws. There's beautiful imperfections. There's beautiful idiosyncrasies in the game. And that's what makes it so textured and layered and rich. I'll tell a personal story. Nobody cares about my adult rec league baseball, but this is a bit instructive. Pitching on Sunday, they have runners at second and third, two outs. A good hitter up, a lesser hitter on deck. We decide, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to issue a free pass? Are we going to attack the hitter? Or are we going to pitch carefully? Catcher comes out to me. We talk about it. We're going to approach this very carefully. So we get to a 3-2 count. It's a very high intensity at bat. It's a close game. Sixth inning, I believe. Decide with the 3-2 pitch that instead of throwing a fastball, we're going to bury a curve. And if he swings at it, well, then great. We're out of the inning. If he doesn't, fine. We walk him. We get to face the weaker hitter with the bases loaded, with the force intact at every single base. A lot goes into it. We throw the 3-2 curve, and it squirts away from the catcher. He can't find it. It's under him. He turns around. The runner races down to first base. It is a profoundly disappointing experience for me, the pitcher, because we worked hard. Me and the catcher worked hard to get that out. But it wasn't an out because both of us didn't do our job. I threw the ball in the dirt, which caused the risk of it getting away, which opened the door for the runners at third and second to advance, which they did not in this case. But that was a risk. My catcher did not secure it like he needed to. But you want to know what? That's baseball. That's baseball. It's not an out when the guy swings at the pitch. It is an out when the ball is secured by someone. The same thing, whether it's a ground ball to third base, a fly ball to center field, anything like that, the ball is in play. This sport has existed for so long without a clock. And it's one of the things that people love about it. And increasingly, we've been trying to introduce a clock. Some of that is good with pace of play. No problem with that. But an arbitrary dead zone when the ball is still in play, just so we can say someone threw a perfect game that we never heard of 6 hours ago? Come on. Come on. This is the last thing I want to be doing, but it's frustrating. And I just feel like a voice of sanity is needed before the next time some harebrained idea results in us all shooting ourselves in the foot and making the game so many of us love forever changed.